businesses aren't spending and the consumers aren't spending, the government must spend. Our ancestors were the lab rats in the horrible experiments of the Hoover administration that brought on the Great Depression, in which the government curled up into a ball while it simultaneously insisted the economy should heal itself. When? In times of crisis, then and now, the economy mandated balanced budget. What happens if there's ever another war, or another terrorist attack, or another natural disaster, or any other emergency that requires a government to spend $1 more than it has? A constitutional amendment denying us the right to run a deficit is madness, and it will be tested by catastrophe sooner than any of its authors with their underdeveloped imaginations that can count only contributions and votes can contemplate.